Province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
Emergency teams are back in Howick this morning, searching for a second plane missing in the misty KZN Midlands. The wreckage of one aircraft was found late last night by search and rescue teams, and the pilot has been confirmed dead. The Aeronautical Rescue Coordination Centre says it received a mayday distress call from one of the planes and immediately launched a search. But poor weather forced crews to suspend recovery operations. The centre's Gregory Critchley says the aircraft were flying from Secunda in Mpumalanga to Margate.
There was a formation of two aircraft. The one missing aircraft was located to the west of Howick, where the sole occupant was found to have been fatally injured. The search continues for the second aircraft, also believed to have one occupant on board.
KZN Transport's and W. St. Clair CBS says teams returned to the area about an hour ago.
Two teams that are going to be executing the operation. One team that will proceed where we left off last night, and then another team will then focus on the south of Boston, because there are indications that leading the search and rescue team to that area. The RTI team from the Department of Transport will be managing the traffic flow.
A parliamentary inquiry quizzing the Road Accident Fund on financial management has heard contradictory evidence over its claims process. The Standing Committee on Public Accounts has also been investigating the fund's procurement protocols this week. Last week, RAF officials said that they were encouraging claimants whose cases are unresolved to come forward to be helped directly. However, the entity's communications head, Macintosh Polela, told the committee yesterday that it was made clear to him that the legislation does not allow for direct claims.
There are only 3% of people that claim directly. 97% claim by way of lawyers. I do get members of the public who ask, I do want to claim. Can I come directly or can I come by way of representation? My advice is always, you need to find a lawyer to represent you. And that's purely based on legislation.
And a new report in the U.S. has blamed faulty engineering for the 2023 Titanic sub-disaster. Five people were killed when the SUV-sized submersible imploded during an expedition to view the wreck of the Titanic in the North Atlantic Ocean. The loss of communications and the days-long search gripped the world. Debris was found a few days later on the ocean floor and human remains recovered when the sub was brought to the surface. The U.S. Transportation Safety Board says flawed engineering and inadequate testing contributed to the catastrophic implosion. Investigators say that because the operator, OceanGate, did not adequately test the Titan, it was not aware that the vessel's pressure hull was weaker than expected. Durban reaching a high of 23 degrees, Maritzburg 19, Richards Bay 22. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nodesen.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. Bafana coach Hugo Bruce hints at retirement after the World Cup. The Proteas go down to Pakistan in their test opener, and Hollywood Sharks Ethan Hooker looks forward to playing at home as they host Ulster this weekend.